Ahoy there, Bradford here. Just reminding you that this is a great time of year to give the gift of How Not to Sail at hownottosail.com/book. Your friends and family will almost certainly, probably, thank you, maybe. And you may be able to help keep How Not to Sail at number one in one of the obscure categories that it's in, like books with the color yellow and a ship's wheel on the cover. That's hownottosail.com/book. Stay tuned for all manner of news, information, and random tidbits at the end. But meanwhile, grab a cold soda pop, and here we go. I'm thinking of calling this episode Ahoy, How Not to Sailor, because although anybody can listen to this episode, I think you'll get the most out of it if you've heard a few. As always, if this is your first time, I highly recommend you start with episode 1, which you can find by just looking up the first episode on the thingy you're listening on, or just go to hownottosail.com and it's right there on the homepage where it says Start Here. I'm standing here recording in the Red Room, and I'm forcing myself not to record on camera. So if you're watching or listening or what have you on YouTube, this is one of those episodes where you'll just see a static image. Sometimes I find I just have to limit myself, or else I'm going to go down a bunch of rabbit holes and never get anything done. As one of my favorite books, Essentialism, says, you can be good at anything, but you can't be good at everything. There are only so many hours in a month, and without my awesome Patreon patrons and the awesome folks who bought the book How Not to Sail, I'd have even fewer hours to bring you this madness. Something has got to drive the bus, and for me, it's the audio. They tell me I have a face for radio anyway. So instead of searching for video files for B-roll and worrying what I look like, let's just have a gam, shall we? Wow, it's been quite a year. I hope that you're having a good end of 2021. I confess I am not a fan of the holidays.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That's actually me screwing around in the studio a couple years ago.
You're as cuddly as a cactus.
Suffice to say, I'm wearing my green Grinch t-shirt. Or I guess it's a pajama top. Same difference. My favorite line in the original version, which is the only one, is when he says, "Don't worry, my dear. I'll fix it up there and bring it back here." So I guess if I say I'm bringing you a boat for Christmas, watch out. I'm planning to jump in the truck the first thing tomorrow morning and drive down to the boat and hopefully avoid some of the worst of Atlanta's holiday traffic. To be fair, I was planning to jump in the truck this morning and head down to the boat and hopefully avoid some of the worst of Atlanta's holiday traffic. But I wanted to get this episode out because this year has been jam-packed, and there's all sorts of news and other stuff that you might want to hear, so I want to get to that. I've got some news about the St. Pete Boat Show in January you won't want to miss, including a VIP meetup, a little bit on what I've been up to and how sailing vessel JC Sails is doing, some great news to share about the book, How Not to Sail, some important information about the How Not to Sail Facebook group, especially in case you've requested admission and haven't got it yet. We'll say hello to our intrepid mixer, Maxi Freeney, who's somewhere in the world. And I have a recommendation for another different sailing podcast, in case you're all caught up with this one. But you're going to need to hang around till the end for that one. I think I'm actually going to be expanding the ends of the podcast to have a little bit more of that coconut telegraph thing going on, and include more of you. And to that end, I've set up a hotline, which I'll tell you about at the end. And I was going to say I would be sharing some of the survey results with you, but that's kind of correct. You'll see what I mean. But first, something very important. I want to thank you for 83,000 downloads of How Not to Sail. Of course, I wouldn't use that cheesy audience applause sound effect during one of the narrative episodes, but I think it's safe to do it here. The short story is I am super grateful to you for listening, and I appreciate everyone that's told their friends and binged on all the episodes and all that good kind of stuff. I'm not so good at math anymore, but if this is episode 27 and that's 83,000 downloads-ish, I'll take it. My goal was 100,000 downloads by the boat show in St. Pete, which may be a tough row to hoe, but we'll see. Which brings me to the boat show. My trusty calendar here says it's January 20 through the 23rd in St. Pete. And God willing, I already have plans to be down there. I'm not sure which days I will actually be at the show, except that I am pretty sure I will be there on the day they have the cruisers party, which I think is usually the end of day on Saturday, which would be the 22nd. I imagine Eric Stone will be playing, if history is any guide, and the usual deal is you have to be in the venue before the close, which I think is about 5 o'clock, and then our good friends at Latitudes and Attitudes, and perhaps Pirate Radio, will be throwing a party. But the other news flash is that I am planning to host a meetup for the How Not to Sail Patreon crew on Thursday of the boat show week, in the St. Pete area. So if you've been considering becoming a How Not to Sail patron, this might be the opportune time. Just go to hownottosail.com/Patreon, that's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and you can see all about it there. Or you can always find the Patreon link at hownottosail.com. It's right at the top of the page if you're on a computer. And if you're on mobile, it's under the hamburger menu, which is what they call the little thing near the top that looks like three horizontal lines. But irregardless, as my friend Bill would say, I hope to see you at the boat show or at the Patreon party on the 20th of January. And despite the fact that I'm not really hip on crowds, I'm kind of excited about this. It's been like 2 years. It will have been more than 2 years since I've seen a lot of my How Not to Sailor friends. Haven't even seen our intrepid sponsor, Captain Bitchin, since like December 2019, I think. And some of you I haven't seen ever. So this will be pretty cool. I guess it wasn't long after the December 2019 boat show that the Admiral and I spent about 53 days aboard JC Sails, and we managed not to kill each other. A lot has happened since then, both with the boat and with the podcast. As far as the podcast, one very helpful development is that I ran into this fellow.
Hello, this is Maxi Frini, and I've had the immense honor of mixing the How Not to Sail podcast this year. My favorite thing about mixing How Not to Sail is actually learning a little bit about sailing. Or kind of. Well, definitely something at least.
Well, that's nice to hear. It's always my goal to try and make sure everybody definitely kind of maybe learned something about sailing. I very much appreciate Maxi's patience because given that I am also an audio engineer, I can sometimes have a few revisions.
The guy has the hearing of a bat or whatever sea creature with great hearing is.
Rest assured, Maxi was saying bat, not butt, although I've been called worse.
Looks like Bradford is sending me another episode, so I better get going. What could possibly go wrong? All right. I just need to press stop.
Just a note, Maxi did not mix this episode, so if I left a wrench in the works somewhere, don't blame him.
Perfect timing.
Right. One super awesome thing that happened this year, and I was just having a brain freeze trying to remember if it was this year or not, but was the season one wrap party. It was a raging success. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. And I've been getting the question, are we going to do it this year? Well, the short answer is maybe. Probably. Since they moved the St. Pete Boat Show to about the same time as we had the wrap party last year, and I can see you in person, let's just do that. But during the summer, I think we could do another redo of the Zoom party that we had. So stay tuned for more about that.
No, this piece.
This little bit here is...
Yeah, that's going to come out with me.
Okay.
See it?
Gotcha. Yeah. So as for the state of the boat, I think it'll probably suffice to say that she's sitting in salt water 8 hours from where I'm at the moment. And she's eating zincs on the max prop propeller like they are candy. Like one per month. That's not good. So, first thing tomorrow, God willing, I'm going to get in the truck and drive south with my snooba rig and my wetsuit, and I'm going to try and address any stray voltage that's turning my prop sink into Swiss cheese.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's going to come out with me. And then what we can do is come up with a decent hatch or whatever. It doesn't have to be this big.
There is some good news to report, though. I did get the refrigerator fixed, and that's very important. And my buddy Mike discovered that actually we can have an inside-outside refrigerator where I can now reach into the cockpit locker and grab a cold beverage, which is very much needed about now. I was just about to cue up the Drunken Sailor theme, but I remembered there's a couple other things I promised I would mention, and so I'm going to do that now. The book, How Not to Sail. Thanks to you, How Not to Sail has been number one, actually, in the sailing narratives and sailing navigation categories. It's actually back down to number two now, but hope springs eternal, so maybe we'll see it back at number one here shortly. But either way, I have you to thank, and I very much appreciate it. Also, I promised some information about the How Not to Sail Facebook group, and this one I think deserves a little attention because now I have like 250 to 300 unapproved membership requests in the How Not to Sail Facebook group. Some of those are because some friend of yours thought that you might want to be a member and recommended you. But I do not believe in spam, and I do not want to put anybody in the group that doesn't want to be. And more to the point, if you actually requested to be in the group and have not seen your admission come through yet, or however you say that, you must answer the membership questions and agree to the terms of the group, which are pretty freaking basic. But still, if you didn't do any of that, then you are languishing in How Not to Sail group purgatory. So if you have not seen your membership come through, go back over to the group, however that works, on Facebook, and make sure you answer the questions. We would love to have you aboard. And if you're wondering how do I find said Facebook group, just go to hownottosail.com/community. Okay, so now it's about time to roll the outro. I know this is a little different than the regular episode, but we had a lot of information to catch up on. I hope you're having a awesome, or at least very tolerable, holiday season. And Rick and Debbie, Peter, and probably Dennis and John, and maybe Ken and Paula and Laura and Bruce, I will see you tomorrow. Be sure and hang around for the end credits, because I have a little tidbits in here that you may want to know, and I'm going to continue to expand on that. Just word to the wise. We'll have a regular type episode coming next, and what could possibly go wrong? Join us next time for what's sure to be a very entertaining chat with Captain Pete. Thanks as always to our awesome Patreon patrons and to Latitudes and Attitudes magazine. They ruined my life, so why not let them ruin yours today at latsats.com. Don't forget you can get show notes to this show at hownottosail.com/27. And by the way, if you've already heard all the How Not to Sail episodes, let me tell you about another great podcast by a friend of mine, just in case you haven't heard it, the Shooting the Breeze Sailing Podcast with Captain Jeffrey Wettig. Not because I'm a guest on episode 125 or anything, but because he's always a great listen. It's like sitting across from a good friend at the pub as he talks to a cool guest, and maybe they have a beer or two, metaphorically speaking. Who knows? And I mean, don't you want to have a beer with them? So check out the Shooting the Breeze Sailing Podcast at theescapepods.com. That's theescapepods.com, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And I'll put a link in the show notes for this episode as well. A big thanks to everyone who's been listening. And I notice a couple of interesting things. One is that a lot of folks are listening on Spotify. And another is that after the US, Canada, and the UK, the next largest listening audience seems to be in Norway. Which is interesting that it's ahead of Australia and New Zealand, as those are, at least nominally, English-speaking countries. I kid you. Love me some Aussies and Kiwis, and hope to visit you someday. And in fact, talking with my intrepid engineer Maxi about English-speaking dialects, it comes to my attention that the southern U.S. accent has some weird similarity to the Australian or New Zealand accent to my ear. Irregardless, I am very curious about this Norwegian contingent, so if you're one of our listeners from Norway or one of the growing cadre of Spotify listeners, I hope you might hit me up in the show notes or at hownottosail.com/contact or at our new listener voicemail line at 770-458-3838. That's in the U.S. plus one calling code. That's 770-458-3838. And I'll try and put a link somewhere conspicuous on the website. In fact, even if you're from Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Canada, or the US, or anywhere in the globe, I would love to hear from you on the voicemail, and I would love to put your voice on one of the next shows if you have a question or comment. Congratulations to our awesome patrons, Sandra and Jimmy, on their Gulf crossing, where I understand they learned a lot about how not to sail. In fact, if I didn't have a senior moment and use it for this episode, we're going to have an episode with their audio coming up soon. Ahoy to David and Catherine up at Sunrise Cove, and hello to English David if you see him. And thanks for the comments on hownottosail.com and the YouTube channel, although the YouTube comment seems to have disappeared. Thanks to Captain Pete for giving me a call on the bat phone and letting me know you enjoyed episode 26. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Special thanks to Maxi Freeney for his patience. You can find him at maxifreeney.com, and I usually have a link in the show notes if I don't have a senior moment. I wanted to thank everybody who took part in the survey at hownottosail.com/survey, and I wanted to share some of the results. The thing is, we could really use more of them. So if you haven't already taken this survey, even if you took one about a year ago, that one's slightly different, and if you are a listener to the audio podcast, whether it's your first time or the umpteenth time, I really could use your feedback to make this podcast the very best it can be for you. That's at hownottosail.com/survey, and I'll also put a little link on the homepage at hownottosail.com. In fact, hownottosail.com is your home for all things How Not to Sail. The podcast, book, YouTube channel, and guest posts, including our friends Captain Boomies, Nathan and Vivian from Ocean Passages, and you just never know who else. But for now, keep that soda pop frosty, and I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
All right. I just need to press stop.